Saturday, February 19th in Hawaii. President had me over at 10 this morning and had been reading the New York Times and was quite cranked up on some domestic items. He was especially upset with the business council who had blasted him for his inflationary economic policies and ordered me to send a wire to Arthur Burns. Text of which is in my file. His point was that Arthur had undercut him in his talk to the business council earlier this week, and that he should be reprimanded for it, and told that his talk of this kind can be only detrimental in the psychological effect on the country. He told me before sending the wire to clear it with Connolly, which I did later in the day from the airplane, and Connolly felt that while Arthur was way out of line in what he said, that it would not be a particularly good idea to send the wire. He didn't oppose it directly, but felt that, recommended that it not be sent unless the president really wanted to. I covered the president on that later, and he agreed not to send it, so I dropped that one. And agreed not to send the wire to Arthur. We'll keep it on file and maybe use it later if he flares up again at some point. He also told me to tell Flanagan to tell the business council that they've had it, and I'm to get orders out to all our people that no one is to go to the business council at any high level. They're to have no report on China from anyone, etc. In other words, the president just figures they screw us publicly, so it does no good to go in and give them a pitch. The other thing he was concerned about was a Kissinger leak on the SALT talks, and he wanted to get a message to Jerry Smith, which I also have in the file, saying he was shocked about their leak. Henry approved that, so we went ahead and sent it. He was concerned about Buchanan on the speechwriting side as being unable to get adequate phrases and that sort of thing, and the departure statement and the toast and so on. So he wants some help from Price on material for the toast. He later told Henry to have Price completely rework the toast and get it out to us before we leave Guam. We got into some other domestic questions on the busing thing, the poverty bill, the dock strike, and so on, equal employment opportunity. And I talked to Ehrlichman while I was with the president, covered some of those points with him. The president also mentioned he wanted me to go out and buy a large supply of Chinese mementos for him in varying price ranges to give to people when he gets back. So I'll do that when we get to China. We got to Guam. We had a big flap on the availability of Dr. Ryland, which the president had been concerned about in Hawaii, and then we screwed it up, so we had him bouncing around on that a bit in Guam, but nothing serious. End of February 19th.